What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. When I hear some people talk about the stock market, I hear them say, literally, I feel like the stock market is a casino. I feel like I'm gambling when I'm in the stock market. But the problem is, the stock market should not be treated like a casino. And mathematically speaking, I'm going to prove with data that investing, especially for the long term, is not gambling. The stock market is not a casino because based on data, the longer that you continue to invest, the longer that you stay invested, the odds of losing money get smaller and smaller. Think of it like this. If you were to walk into a casino today and go play blackjack, roulette, slots, whatever it is, they all have odds of winning, right? Maybe it's 49% that you have a chance of winning. Maybe it's 30%. Every game is going to be slightly different. But no matter if you walk into the casino today, you walk in the casino tomorrow, a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, or 15 years from now, the odds more than likely are going to be the same. A little bit less than 50-50. That is a casino. No matter when you go in, your odds stay the same. And if you play 100 hands or you play one hand, your odds stay the same, right? Obviously, there's some slight tweaks there, but you get what I'm saying. The stock market, on the other hand, is vastly different. The longer that you stay in the stock market, the better chance you have of making money. If we look at some actual data of the S&P 500, we can see that this is true. If we look at a one-month time horizon, on average, there is a 62% chance of you making money, meaning in 1 month historically, there's a 62% chance that the stock market goes up, that you are making money. Again, this is the S&P 500. There is a 38% chance that you lose money, that the market goes down. So even there, your odds are slightly better than a casino, but 62% chance of making money, 38% chance of losing money. If you stay invested for 1 year, on average, you have a 75% chance of making money and only a 25% chance of losing money. So 3 out of 4 times on average over 1 year time horizon, you have better odds of making money. If we go to a 5 year time horizon, it gets even better. You have an 89% chance of making money versus only an 11% chance of losing money. We go out to 10 years. On average, you have a 95% chance of making money and a 5% chance of losing money. And if we go out to a 15-year time horizon, you have a 99.8% chance of making money and only a 0.2% chance of losing money. And over any 20-year time horizon of the S&P 500, it has never lost money over any 20-year time horizon. So what does this data tell us? What does this show us? Number one, investing is not gambling. When you go to the casino, like I said, your odds stay the same or stay roughly the same, and they're more than likely going to be in the favor of the house. Investing, on the other hand, the longer that you get in the market and the longer that you stay in the market, your odds of making money, your percent chance of making money gets better and better the longer you're in the market. That is not how a casino works. Because if that was the case, casinos would not look how they look. They would not be all shiny and have all the nicest stuff because they make money over the long term. So if anything, investing is like being the house at the casino. But point is investing is not gambling. This is why it pays to be a long-term investor and think long-term. Because if you go to a 10, 15, or even 20-year time horizon with the S&P 500, the market as a whole, your odds of making money are 95%, 99.8%, or 100%. This is obviously historical data, no guarantee of the future. I want to make that clear. But historically, your odds of making money in the stock market over the long term get better and better the longer that you stay invested. This is why I believe in long-term investing. I know that in 1 month, yeah, I have a 62% chance of making money versus a 38% chance. That's still really good, better than 50-50, but I know that there's a high probability, nearly 40% chance that I lose money. So I'm not looking at 1 month. I know in 1 year, there's still a 25% chance that I lose money. I'm not even thinking 1 year. And I know in 5 years, there's still an 11% chance that I lose money. I'm not even thinking in 5 years. I am thinking personally 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now. Because I have a long time horizon. Because I'm investing this money that I know I will not need in the short term. I'm 25 years old, about to turn 26 here in a few days. So my time horizon is very long. But even if you're 30 or 40 or even 50 years old, you still have a long time horizon. I mean, even 60, if you live till you're 85, that's 25 years. Nearly everyone should be a long-term investor and think long-term. I want to change your mindset because I've heard people say this. I feel like the stock market's a casino. I feel like I'm gambling when I'm investing. I want to change the mindset from viewing the stock market as a casino and view it as a wealth-building machine. But to view it like a wealth-building machine, you have to be able to think long-term. You have to be able to understand and look at the data and say, in the short term, I might lose money, just like I would at a casino. But the longer I stay invested, my odds of being profitable and making money are really heavily favored on my side. Even at 5 years, is nearly 90%. It's 89%. That's heavily favored to your side. So when I was 17 years old, as some of you may know, I got into the stock market. I tried penny stocks. I thought it was a casino. I was like, I'm going to turn my $400 into $400,000. I was just like totally not understood what I was doing. I viewed it like a casino. I treated it like a casino. And because of that, I ended up losing most of the $400, probably like I would when I went to the casino. So I changed my mindset. I changed my strategy. I changed my understanding of what the stock market was. And I realized that if I can play the long game, if I can play the long game, I can consistently invest every single week, every single paycheck. If I can just stay invested when the times are tough, more often than not, high probability. History does not predict the future, but I have a strong conviction that the market will continue to go up over the long term. And because of that, now I've been able to build over $500,000 net worth at 25 years old because I understand that I'm playing the long game. I am not treating the stock market like a casino. Yeah, I have a fun portfolio that I do have a little bit of fun with stocks, and I do treat that portfolio like a casino, but it's a small percent of my entire investments. The bulk of my money is in long-term broad market ETFs. That's it. And I understand that they're not going to make me rich in 1 month. They're not going to make me rich in 1 year. They're probably not going to make me rich in 5 years or 10 years, but in 15, 20, 30, 40 years, if I just keep adding to them every single week, every single paycheck, I will be surprised at what it grows into in a good amount, right? Like surprise in a good way. Because I changed my mindset from treating the stock market like a casino and treating it like a wealth building machine. That change of mindset is key. So I don't know where you are on your investing journey. To someone going right now listening to this is on their day one. Somebody to listen to this could be on their day 10,000. All I want to say, and the reason for this podcast, every time I post an episode, is just to give you an insight of how I view the stock market, my failures, what I had to understand and learn to get to where I am today. When I changed my mindset from the stock market is a casino to the stock market is not a casino, it's a wealth building machine. And the longer that I stay invested, my longer time horizon, the better odds I have of making money. I'm not against going to casino and having fun if that's what you want to do. But all I'm saying is do not treat the stock market like a casino. Because if you treat it like a casino, the chances of you making money will be lower than the chances of losing money. But if you treat it like a wealth building machine and you treat it right, you will be surprised at your odds of making money and what your portfolio can grow into. My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. If you enjoyed this podcast, this episode, anything, I've been working really hard getting 3 episodes out every single week. Be sure to share it with a friend on Facebook, whatever it is. And if you rate the podcast, 5 stars, 1 stars, whatever, however you feel, it does help the show tremendously. But thank you all for listening. This is my journey. This is my mission. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.